Chris Honorato, Zach By in for Roger on this Thursday morning as we get set for the NBA draft tonight. But before that, USA-Germany, the match is on. Heavy rain in the city of Recife, where the U.S. and Germany are playing their match today at noon. Roads flooded just to get to the stadium. The team bus arrived at the stadium safely. However, buses and cars carrying team family and team friends not making the trip. So it'll be interesting to see when we throw the TVs on. Pregame coverage is going on now, but as we throw it on, you know, at kickoff at noon, to see kind of what type of crowd they have there. Obviously, weather playing a major factor, but you have Ghana and Portugal going on at the same time, needs to be played at the same time. So I think they're going to do everything they can to get that match in. But
field underwater?
It's apparently sloppy, okay. But playable. Who knows really what the standards or the condition? FIFA's going to do everything they can to get this match in, right? So it will be played under less than ideal conditions, to put it nicely. That voice is...
Golfers don't play that.
The voice of John Craig, of course, in for our weekly local golf segment. Johnny, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm good. If you don't know John by now, what's wrong with you? but he is the columnist for the Troy Record, Saratogian. You also see him on My Four, yep, during our On the Green show, which will air tonight, 7:30.
Yep.
Course tonight, John?
Good question.
I should know the answer to that one.
I don't know.
I'll be docked Windy pay Hills, by my bosses.
Windy Hills, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But obviously, the columns you know are his chip shots
I
column.
I already got a list of that.
Golfer
really
of the week.
Know. Yeah.
And some news and notes. The story you've got today for us is great.
Yeah, it's good. And who's golfer of the week actually a year or two ago? And we're bringing him back. And now he's a college graduate. Mm. Dylan DeCher is joining us on the phone from his hometown in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And he went to Williams College. Just graduated the other day, matter of fact. Dylan has written a book called 18 in America. When it came out the first time, that's when we had made him a golfer of the week. We thought, wow, this is a good story. And the first time I ever learned about him, he was a blogger traveling around the country.
It's a great story.
And the New York Times picked up the story. I think he was doing something. And next thing you know, I said, wait a minute. I know that area. Yeah. I know this guy. And he was taking a nice picture of him sitting next to a bunker writing with a laptop. And now it's back out in paperback. 18 in America. Dylan joins us for a couple minutes this morning. Good morning, Dylan.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. How are you still sitting in your Subaru? That's what I want to know.
Not right now, but no, I'm good. What a sports day, huh? We got
incredible.
Tiger going back. We got the U.S. We got the NBA draft. Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Well, how about that? Well, you mentioned it there. Tiger, what do you think? Yeah. Too soon, or he's got to get some reps? You're a golfer, and you played on the college team there. Obviously, a different degree, but what do you think about him coming back?
I don't know. I mean, you got to think that, I mean, earlier in Tiger's career, maybe he would have waited a little longer to come back because, you know, he never wanted to enter a tournament where he wasn't sure that he was the best player in the field. I don't know. I feel like this week he really is seeing this as more of a tune-up because he's, you know, he's kind of seeing the writing on the wall with the, you know, there are fewer and fewer major championships left in, you know, his competitive career. So I think he's kind of getting out there this week because it's his tournament for one thing, but also because he's got to get ready for the British.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, he had won at Valhalla many years ago when he chased down Bob May. Remember that famous shot of him running and ball into the cup? You were just a little kid then when he won the first time there, Dylan, right? I say that because, I mean, we talked when this book first came out, but you really, I mean, you can say, you know, the title's right there, 18 in America. You were 18 years old. You played 18 holes at a lot of different places. But you've learned a lot and really grown from the time you were probably a golf fan until getting through this book and now a college graduate.
Sure. I mean, yeah, people talk about the, you know, the Tiger generation, and that's absolutely me. I mean, my parents didn't play golf. They didn't really like golf. But my older brother and I kind of took up the game watching Tiger and messing around in the driveway and then, you know, getting a $50 junior membership. And then, yeah, eventually, like you said, this book, 18 in America, is about my trip around the country. I wanted to explore golf in America. and explore the country through golf. So this was back in 2009. I set off in my Subaru and spent a year going to every state in the lower 48 and playing around in each state. So yeah, the book ends up being, you know, partly about golf, but mostly the way that golf showed me things about people in America, you know, about sport and about friendship and about, you know, being young and growing up. So there's a lot of themes that end up getting in there besides just golf, which is, I think, the appeal of the book.
Dylan DeCher with us here on Big Board Sports, recent Williams College graduate, also author of 18 in America, and that book now out in paperback. Dylan,